Shalom, in the name of Yahweh, our Heavenly Father, and Yahshua, our Mashiach, our soon-coming Messiah. We're coming to you from Crawfordsville, Indiana, Yahweh's House of Refuge, and we greet you today in the name of our Heavenly Father, Yahweh, and Yahshua, our Mashiach. We use Yahweh, our Heavenly Father's name, and Yahshua in all of our documents, and in our radio broadcast, restoring the true names of our Heavenly Father and Yahshua back to the messages and the scriptures in these last days and hours. This is a time of the restitution of all things, as Acts 2:31 says. So that is one reason we are using the name of our Heavenly Father, Yahweh, and the name of Yahshua, our Messiah, our Mashiach, today. We're going to be teaching on the third day after 3 days and the sign of Jonah, or the sign of Jonah, out of our document that's on the internet, trying to explain some things to people. And this should help on understanding the solar lunar calendar also. And first of all, let me state, if we do not understand the solar lunar calendar, we will not be able to understand the resurrection of Yahshua, because in his day, when those men of old, and we call them the disciples and the apostles, when they wrote, they were Hebrew people and writing from the solar lunar calendar, and it was not a Roman calendar. And for years, so many of us that used the Roman calendar got caught up with a Wednesday crucifixion, then a Thursday, Friday, and a Saturday after sunset resurrection, which is incorrect. You cannot understand that, and we were all in that. We've all made mistakes on that point. But once we learned the solar lunar calendar, this became very easy to understand. Hallelujah today. So we're going to be teaching on the third day and after 3 days in the sign of Jonah, or the sign of Jonah. First of all, I'd like to point out, as we enter in the introduction of this message today, and we're thankful for all of our people that are here today. We got 9, counting Aliyah, the baby there. I'd like to point out, as we start this study, when brethren are trying to understand their scriptures, you cannot understand the generational timeline through the word using the Roman calendar, as I just said. It will not work. And all of us have made that mistake. Satan has tried to deceive the world through the Roman pagan calendar, and he has. Of course, false religion, Revelation 12:9, goes in with that deceivement. We also today, we must know Yahshua's solar lunar calendar, and this will help today to understand the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Yahshua, because that's what we're going to be talking about, and other truths as the scriptures are written by the Jewish people or by the Hebrew people. And of course, that's the calendar that they were going by, and which also we've been on the Yachty Radio Network telling people the solar lunar calendar, Genesis 1:14, and many, many other scriptures. When I began to understand that Yahweh's calendar was a solar lunar calendar, the scriptures made more understanding. And of course, I started to learn that the solar lunar calendar had 354 days and a 12 months out of a year, and approximately every 3 years, of course, you add a 13th month. The sun and the moon, of course, is Yahweh's calendar, as we just stated out of Genesis 1:14. Now, we gave you the website. I'll give it again. You can look up the restorations of the solar lunar calendar, and it's www.yhrm.com, and you can read that document, and it will help you to understand Yahweh's calendar. He does have a calendar. He did not leave it up to mankind to make a calendar for you and I to go by. That's why when he commands us in Exodus 20, the 8th through the 11th verse, to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, he gave us a calendar to go by. It's just hidden in the scriptures. Now, there are several major points in this message today that we're going to be talking about, that we just gave you the title. We gave you three different points in the title. We need to understand a day for a year in this document, of course. And also throughout all the scriptures, when we are reading, a day for a year is used many times throughout the scriptures. So as we take this up, this point here, we want to go to Ezekiel, talking about a day for a year. In Ezekiel, the 4th chapter and the 4th and the 6th verse, if you go there and look that up, I'm going to use one out of Numbers, but it's talking about Ezekiel laying on his side, if you go look that up. I'm going to be using one out of Numbers, the 14th chapter and the 34th verse. I'm only going to be using this one scripture for sake of time. This will help us, of course, in our study for truth today. The Midbar, our Numbers, 14:34. This is talking about the children of Israel, when they were sent in 12 men to search out the land. After the number of the days in which you searched the land, even 40 days, every day for a year shall you bear your iniquities, even 40 years, and you shall know the results of straying from me. So we can see here that the children of Israel, they were appointed one day, and each day that they were out there was 40 days. Then Yahweh, because of their disobedience, when they came back and brought a reproach upon the people, and they began to rebel about going into Canaan's land, saying they were not able to take it because the people that came back brought an evil report, except for two men, Caleb and Joshua. Everybody knows the story. But this, what I want to point out here is a day for a year. That's what I'm wanting to point out. And this comes from the above scripture I just read, Numbers 14:34, or Bamidbar 14:34. As we begin to study here in Matthew to read and study these scriptures, most all people in the church system or church world out here are not aware of the Sabbath and the feast days that we are commanded to keep each year. Of course, people need to read and study that sunset to sunset is the day, and you get that out of Genesis 1:5, 8, 13, 19, and 31st verse. Also Genesis 22:2, and then, of course, also Leviticus 23:32, the Day of Atonement, of course, tells us there we have to observe from evening to evening or from sunset to sunset. So we're establishing, each time we minister, we try to establish that we're doing this from Yahweh's solar lunar calendar. Yahweh used the sun and moon, his two witnesses, of course, and this establishes a day and its control. The sun controls the day and the year. The moon controls the months. Now people must realize, brothers and sisters, by the means of radio today, that all of Yahweh, what he spoke, and we know this, most all of the people know this, he spoke in hidden truths, or he spoke in parables. And we quote this verse quite often out of the 13th chapter of Matthew, the 34th and the 35th verse. And of course, if you want to look up Psalms, the 78th chapter and the 2nd verse, as a second witness, that's where it was first written. He prophesied, he said he would open his mouth in parables, and he would utter dark sayings of old, In other words, parables are hidden truths, and that's why you and I study to learn the solar lunar calendar today. Now, I want to look at, first of all, I want to look at a statement here about Yahshua's statement he made in Yochanan in 3 days. Yochanan, R. John, 2:18. Then answered the Yehudims, or the Jews, and said to him, "What sign will you show us, seeing that you are doing these things?" And John 2:19, Yeshua answered and said to them, "Destroy this Beit HaMikdash, or the temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." Of course, you and I understand that Yeshua was talking about his physical temple, and we understand the Jews here were thinking about the big physical temple, the one that was built out of blocks and huge blocks, and that's what they were looking at. But Yahshua was talking about his physical temple, his body, in other words. Then said the Jews, or the Yehudans, 46 years this Beit HaMikdash, or the temple of Yahweh, there on Mount Moriah in those days. See where it was being built. You know, it took 46 years to be built, and you will raise it up in 3 days. They're confronting him and asking him this question, and you're going to raise it in 3 days? But of course, you and I know he was speaking about the temple of his body. And of course, Yahshua was telling the Jews at that time, and also when this was wrote down, he was telling you and I that this would happen after his crucifixion. He would arise, in other words, in 3 days, or on the third day. Knowing all things, of course, he knew all things would happen to him. And we will show here shortly that Yahshua did indeed, of course, arise in 3 days. And on the third day, of course, from his crucifixion. Now, the Jewish people thought Yeshua was talking about the physical temples I just stated. But we know today that he was speaking about his bodily resurrection in 3 days. Of course, folks, brothers and sisters, there's many witnesses in the scriptures stating, and we're going to get into a few of this, that Yeshua, all through the scripture, state would arise the third day. And of course, the reason we have ministered about when the day starts, and we mentioned some in this message, that the day starts in the evening, meaning from just after it began to any time during the third day, of course, talking about Yahshua, talking about his resurrection. Any part of that would be a day, of course. Now, we will continue here with, I'm going to lay out some scriptures, and I'm going to read these, each one of them, and I'm going to start in Matthew. And start out the 16th chapter of Matanyahu, the 16th chapter and 21st verse of Matthew. From that time forth began Yahshua to show unto his disciples how that he must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elder and chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and be raised again the third day. Now, I'm going to read all of these. There's several of them down through here that I want to read and point out about the third day. Matanyahu, Matthew 17:22. And while they abode in Galilee, Yahshua said unto them, "The Son of Man shall be betrayed into the hands of men," and the 23rd verse, "and they shall kill him, and the third day he shall be raised again." And they were exceedingly sorrowful. So we can see here we've read two, and it keeps saying the third day. As another witness out of Matanyahu, or Matthew 20:18, "Behold, we go up to Jerusalem, the Son of Man shall be betrayed unto the chief priests and unto the scribes, and they shall condemn him to death," and the 19th verse, and he shall deliver him to the Gentiles to mock, and to scourge, and to crucify, and the third day he shall rise again. Now this is what Yahshua is speaking about, what's going to happen to himself. Then we go to the ninth chapter of Yochanan, or Moshe Mark, the 31st verse, Mark 9:31, "For he taught his disciples and said unto them, The Son of Man is delivered unto the hands of men, and they shall kill him, and after that he is killed, he shall rise the third day. So now we have four witnesses out of the scripture that he would arise the third day. Now, if you have a Roman calendar, you have a problem, but you'll see as we get into Yahweh's calendar, this all works out. And we go to Mark again, 10:33, and Yahshua saying, Behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man shall be delivered unto the chief priest and to the scribes, and they shall condemn him to death, and shall deliver him unto the Gentiles. And in Mark 10:34, they shall mock him, and shall scourge him, and shall spit upon him, and shall kill him, and the third day he shall rise again. So we can see there are so many witnesses of Yahshua speaking about himself and his resurrection on the third day. Luke 9:22. This is the sixth one. The Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected of the elders and chief priests and scribes and be slain and be raised the third day. There is the sixth one. Now we go to the seventh one, stating the same thing. Luke 13:32. And he said unto them, Go ye and tell that fox, Behold, I cast out devils, and I do cure today and tomorrow, and the third day I shall be perfected. As we look at this here, the hidden truths here, stating that today and tomorrow and the third day I shall be perfected, there's a hidden truth in that. Yahshua is stating, after 3 years of ministering to the people of Israel, he will be perfected. This is why I wanted to point out a few moments ago about a day per year scenario when the children of Israel was spying out the land of Canaan. And the spies, all but two, Caleb and Joshua, was willing to go and take the land, but 10 others were not, and they disheartened the people. So we can see here this hidden truth talk about today and tomorrow and the third day, I shall be perfected. Yeshua is stating, of course, after 3 years of ministering to the people of Israel, he would be perfected. When would that happen? When he arose from the tomb. We can show this as we continue now on the third day. We'll go to another verse on the third day, 18:31 of Luke. Then he took unto him the 12 and said unto them, Behold, we go up to Jerusalem. And all things that are written by the prophets concerning the Son of Man shall be accomplished. 18:32. For he shall be delivered unto the Gentiles, and shall be mocked, and spitefully entreated, and spitted on. And they shall scourge him, and put him to death, and the third day he shall rise again. Then Luke 24:7. Yahshua speaking, The Son of Man must be delivered unto the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again. Now we have another witness I want to give is the 10th witness, and that would be in Luke 24:19. And he said unto them, What things? They said unto him, Concerning Yeshua of Nazareth, which was a prophet mighty indeed, and word before Elohim and all the people. And how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him. But we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. And besides all this, today is the third day since these things happened. Now, we understand these are the two men on the way to Emmaus, and Yahshua appeared to them. But we still have the third day here. There's a reason I'm bringing this in now. But you'll see it later on, after he arose from the tomb, he's talking, that's when this is pertinent to. The third day is when these two men, he met them on the road to Emmaus, and they made that statement to it. They had trusted that Yahshua was the Messiah, and they knew that day was the third day since those things had been done. Now we go to Luke 24:46. And Yahshua speaking again. He said unto them, Thus it is written, and thus it behooved the Messiah to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day. Now we have 11 witnesses on the third day. So we go to one more, the 12th witness. In Acts 10:38-40, Now Elohim anointed Yeshua of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for Elohim was with him. And we are witnesses of all these things which he did both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hanged on a tree. Acts 10:40. And him Elohim raised up the third day and showed him openly. So we can see here we have 12 witnesses stating about the third day. Now, Corinthians, the 15th chapter and the first verse. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received and wherein you stand, but which also you are saved if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all, which I have received, how the Messiah died for our sins, according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he arose again the third day, according to the Scriptures. Now we've read, and 13 different Scriptures proving the Messiah, of course, was going to rise and the third day. And most all of those Scriptures, Yeshua was speaking about himself. And as we start to explain about the third day in a moment, we'll continue. But first, you must deal with a scripture that I have here, or two scriptures we must deal with. And I want to point these two scriptures out. And this is talk about after 3 days, Yeshua would arise. Now, it seems like there's a contradiction, but there's not. How do these harmonize? All of the 13 we gave you, then there's two more that says after 3 days that he would arise, but they do harmonize. The one that says after 3 days is Matthew 27:63, saying, Sir, we remember that deceiver said, while he was yet alive, after 3 days I will rise again. Of course, this is the scribes and the lawyers that came and they told Pilate that Yeshua said he would rise after 3 days, and of course he told them, put guards at the tomb. You know the story. It's telling that after 3 days. Now, another one is in Mark 8:31. And he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected of all the elders and all the chief priests and scribes and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. Now, those two are quoted out of the King James, of course, and they're not out of the Restoration Scriptures, but they're similar saying, both of them, see, after 3 days. Now, these two scriptures are stating how that the elders and the chief priests, of course, would reject Yeshua. And after three days are a type, just as we're speaking here, a type or a shadow picture of after 3 years. We're going back to where we spoke about a moment ago in the wilderness, where the children of Israel spent 40 days spying out the land, and because of their rejection, they said they could not, and because the people believed them, Yahweh appointed them 40 years to wander in the wilderness. So we can see a day per year scenario that we have to still bring in here. And of course, that's out of Numbers 14:34, a day for a year. And of course, Yahshua rose, and of course, they will harmonize with the other 13 scriptures. We'll show you how these two harmonize with the other 13 that we've read. We review point one. We've just read 13 scriptures that Yeshua would arise the third day. And he did just that. He arose the 16th day, the first day of a new week, as shown in, of course, if you had our document in figure one. And we'll explain that as we get down here. These points, we're going to have to explain it as best we can by radio today. And thank y'all way for Yachty Radio. Now, we review point two first, Matthew 27:63 and Matthew 8:31. It states that Yeshua would die, then arise after 3 days. Yeshua ministered for 3 years, was crucified, died, and then arose after 3 days, after 3 years of ministering. And we'll go into that and show you that in a few moments, the time that he started ministering and when his ministering was over. These two scriptures in Matthew harmonize with the 13 others that we've just read, because Yeshua arose after 3 days, or In other words, after 3 years of ministering to the Israelite people. Yahshua, let me try to explain it this way. And when you go on the internet, you can look up the document and then see the diagram, and it makes easier understanding. Yahshua was our Passover. And we understand on the solar lunar calendar, the 14th is Passover. And at 3 p.m. that evening, on Passover Day, the 14th, he gave up the spirit. He was placed in the tomb before sunset of the 15th because the 15th was a high day. Or it was a Sabbath. It was not only an annual Sabbath, it was a weekly Sabbath. And of course, Yahshua slept the night portion of the 14th when the first day of the 15th started in the evening. During the 15th, and he was also in the grave part of the 16th and came out sometime after sunset of the 15th when the 16th day began. Yahshua rose the 16th, the first day of the week. Which I know that's going to be kind of hard for people by radio today to understand, but we will give you our document where you can go on the internet and look it up again when we get done with this message. Now, in this diagram that we've got, you can see how that Yeshua, of course, was crucified on the 14th, and he rose on the 16th, the third day from his crucifixion. He was crucified the 14th. You have the 14th, 15th, and then he arose on the beginning of the 16th. Any portion of him sleeping on the 16th made the third day. All of those scriptures say in the third day. This is what he is pointing to. It was not no Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and a lot of people saying Saturday. Some say he's crucified on Wednesday. The Roman calendar will not work. All of these scriptures will flow together when you start looking at them and with a mindset of a solar lunar calendar. And the 13 scriptures will go with the other two, of course. And any part, of course, of the 14th, 15th, 16th counts as a day. This is why it said the third day. This is the answer, of course, to what Yahshua was saying in the 13 verses we read. He will arise the third day or on the 16th. So I look at it, and these scriptures will harmonize as long as you use a solar lunar calendar. And I'd like to point out here and to continue this and maybe help a little bit more. And we'll go this route this time and show you that where or when. Let me ask you a question, brothers and sisters, by the means of radio. When did Yahshua start his public ministry? Now, to point out that Yahshua ministered for 3 years or for exactly 3 years, a person needs to know the feast days. This is why it's so important. The Sabbath keepers know these things. Those that even keep Saturday, they understand all the feast days. And it's those that are not feast keepers will not understand this message. The feast days, to understand Yahshua's ministry, started, this is something we need to know, when his public ministry, in other words, started to Israel. He was searching for his lost sheep. And we read that out of Matthew 15:24, said he was not sent except for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Matthew 15:24. And I want to read out of John 2:13 and show when he started his ministry. And we'll start with verse 13. And the Yehudans, Jews' Passover was at hand, and Yeshua went up to Jerusalem. And the 14th verse, and found in the Beit Hakmadash, Yahweh's temple, in other words, on Mount Moriah, those that sold oxen and sheep and doves, and the changers of money sitting. And when he had made a whip of small cords, he drove them all out of the Beit HaMikdash, or Yahweh's temple, on Mount Moriah, and in the sheep and the oxen, and poured out the changers of money, and overthrew the tables. And said to them that sold the doves, take these things away, make not my Abba's father's house into a Beit house of merchandise. Now in John here we read, when Yeshua started his public ministry, he drove out the money changers from Yahweh's temple on Mount Moriah. Now, Yes, those people were allowed to be there. If you go back into Deuteronomy, you understand it. When you was too far away from Jerusalem, you could sell your stuff, and then you could take the money in hand. You could come to Jerusalem, and you could buy your Passover lambs and things. But the point why Yeshua drove them out, they were gouging the people and probably selling animals that was not without blemish and other reasons. And Yeshua, they were making merchandise out of Yahweh's people. And Yahshua drove them out. So we can see that here in the scriptures. But the point I want to make is this was the Passover season. Just ahead, he was came there at Passover season, and he drove them all out of the temple. So this is when he started his public ministry from John 2:13. The Passover season is when he started his public ministry. And of course, we understand Aviv is the first month of the year. And he was about, of course, 30 years old when he began to minister here in Luke 3:23. Now, to show another point, he started his ministry in the spring of the year, the first month, right at Passover season, and we'll bring in when his ministry ended, showing you the timeline of how many years he ministered and what he was talking about. This has to be brought in for a reason about Jonah. Or Jonah here, so we need to bring this in about Yeshua's ministry and when it ended to the people of Israel. Matthew 21:12. Yeshua went into the Beit HaMikdash, Yahweh's temple on Mount Moriah of Yahweh, and cast out all them that sold and bought in the Beit HaMikdash, or the temple of Yahweh on Mount Moriah, and overthrew the table of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves. And said to them, It is written, My Beit house shall be called the Beit house of Tephilah, our prayer, but you've made it a den of thieves and violent men. So we see here again that Yahweh, Yahshua, when he started his public ministry in John 2:13, and then when his public ministry ended, if we look here at Matthew 21:12, this was at Passover season, in Matthew 21:1-13, if you read all the scriptures, you'd have to go back and read all. I'm just going to kind of paraphrase what took place. Yahshua came in, of course, in Jerusalem. If you remember the story on a donkey, of course. And this was the Passover season. He cast out the money changers once again. It was at the Passover season that Yahshua was betrayed and crucified. This particular Passover season. Yahshua started his ministry at Passover season, as we read in John 2:13-16. And his ministry ended at Passover season, exactly 3 years from the time he started in Matthew. And these verses that we've just read out of John 2:13-16 and also Matthew 21:1-13, and they explain Yeshua's public ministry lasted exactly 3 years. Now, this is when we started the message, these people were asking him the question, you know, and he told them, when you destroy this temple in 3 years, I'll raise it back up. So we can see that he ministered exactly 3 years. He started ministering at the start of Passover season in John. Then he cast all of them out in John 2:13-16. And then his ministry ended exactly 3 years later. He did not minister like I was taught, 3.5 years. I was taught he ministered 3.5 years. Yeshua ministered 3 years, exactly 3 years. Till you take John 2:13-16 and Matthew 21:1-13, and they explain, of course, his ministry started in the Aviv month, and 3 years later, he was the Passover at exactly Aviv month. Now, I'll make a little comment here before we continue on. When Yeshua comes back, this coming time, folks, when he comes, this is exactly what's going to happen. Those were shadow pictures, and I'm telling you this, it's going to happen when he returns again. The people are going to be cast out of the temple just as they were there, because it's in, and we will have a message on the stolen vineyard. Hallelujah today. Now, as we continue on in this message today, these two men on the road to Emmaus, I spoke a little bit about earlier, said today is the third day. This is talking about after Yahshua's resurrection, of course. He appeared to the two men on the way to Emmaus. Their statement was that today is the third day. So we can see He was crucified on the 14th. Now you should start being able to understand. He was crucified on the 14th. He was the Passover. He gave up the spirit at 3 p.m. according to the Roman clocks. But we throw that out. In Yahweh's clock, it was the ninth hour. And we understand that today. And these men here on the way to Emmaus said this is the third day. Today is the third day. So we can see the 14th, 15th, he arose on the 16th. And this was on the 16th day that they were saying today is the third day since these things happened. And they was talking to Yeshua. He had appeared to him, was talking to him as they went on their way to Emmaus. So in Luke here, 24:21, I'll read it. And these two men are speaking to Yeshua. And they said, but we trusted that it was he who should have redeemed Yah-Israel. And besides all this, today is the third day since these things were done. So we can see this establishes a timeline that this is the third day. In other words, the 14th, 15th, and this was the 16th day. He had already risen that morning. And matter of fact, he had already, I might be getting ahead of myself, he had took the sheaf to the Father that day, the way sheaf offering, Leviticus 23. 9 through 12th to 13th verse. Now let's read a little out of Luke here, or just kind of paraphrase out of Luke 24:13-21. Still talking about the two men on the way to Emmaus. They were met by Yeshua, of course, as they went to Emmaus, although they did not recognize him. And these two men were discussing the things that had happened to Yeshua. And I'll restate it again. And they said, today is the third day, just like I read out of Luke 24:21. Today is the third day since these things were done. And of course, we would ask the question, what things? Meaning from his crucifixion to the day they were discussing it, this was the third day. And the day was forespent, for it was toward evening, and we find that in Luke 24:29. It states the day was forespent. He had been doing many things during that day. And this is 24:29 where they state it was forespent. See, it could have been after 3 p.m. It don't tell you that for sure, but it was forespent, it says. Sometime, of course, before sunset. Now, in Luke 24:21, this is proof, of course, that Yeshua had already arisen and appeared to those two men on the third day, as it states. Now, there's 13 scriptures we mention on the third day, and this is the third day. As Yeshua broke with the bread with these two men, he vanished out of their sight. That's in Luke 24:31. These two men returned to Jerusalem the same day to tell the disciples they had seen Yeshua. And you'll find that in Luke 24:33-34. As the two men assembled with the disciples, Yeshua appeared to them in the room when they were where they were assembled. 24 chapter of Luke 36-45 verse. So we see when Yeshua disappeared, that these men got up and they went on their way back to Jerusalem. They met with the disciples and they were there when Yeshua appeared to them in the room. So we see that a lot of things was happening on that 16th day, the third day, the day that Yeshua had told us in 13 scriptures he would arise on the third day. And this is further proof that he did arise on the third day. This must, of course, been late on the 16th day because the two men, of course, had returned from Emmaus. And if we look at the distance from Emmaus to where the disciples were assembled, it was about 7.5 miles. So those men got up and they didn't let no grass grow under their feet. They went back to Jerusalem in a hurry. We can see that out of the scriptures. Now, as we start, there's some more verses here. I want to give about 5 that state Yeshua had already risen the first day of the week, the 16th, out of the renewed covenant. So as we get into these, now, before every Sabbath, there's a preparation day. Most Sabbath keepers all understand that, that before each Sabbath, it can be an annual Sabbath. Of course, a lot of the annual Sabbaths and a weekly Sabbath fall on the same day, but there's always a preparation day. And as we're getting ready to study these verses in Luke, before we continue with the other 4 scriptures, of course, here that I'm going to read out of the renewed covenant or